Hopefully that's the last time I ever have to be in the back of a moving truck. I felt like such a criminal getting in the back of it last night. Well, I insisted that I do it in the night because if they saw it in the daytime, I'd probably get stared at or something like that. Also, I wouldn't be shocked if it's illegal to have someone in the back of a moving truck while you're driving. God, I'm kind of exhausted. I couldn't help but stay up all night just thinking about this day. I was just so excited. I'm just happy to be out of that cramped space. I can finally stretch my limbs. Hello, Indigo. Finally. Freedom. Pure, beautiful freedom. No more neighbors. No more eyes looking at us. Just peace. So, where's our home at? There? That small, tiny thing? Okay. I guess that's a good start. You think there's any chance I can crawl in there? Yeah, I don't think so either. But no problems. We just get some materials and I can make it bigger and better. You know, this place could really use a fence. And what do you think about having a pool? I can do it all by myself, so don't get freaked out about money. Construction was my specialty back in the day. Yeah, I don't really talk about it all that often. I don't know why, but I just assume that people really don't have any interest in that sort of thing. So I just keep it to myself. I'll draw up some plans later and share it with you, just to see what you like, alright? Oh, very, very important question. When you were talking to the agent, you didn't tell them that you were with a giant, right? Okay, good. I was kind of afraid that you'd do that. In my brain, I would think that they would be less inclined to give you a good deal if, you know, you're with a giant. Kind of a taboo. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't get swindled. There are way too many cases of that happening. But, anyway, I'm just glad that everything is said and done. And now, I can help move the furniture. Just lead the way. I'm so excited. You think I could probably yell out here and no one would ever hear me? Just silly questions, that's all. The freedom of the outdoors. Oh, how I've missed you. Much better than being in a stuffy city. And we can actually start seeing wildlife again. Not just birds, but like fireflies and hear the crickets. It's perfect. It's completely perfect. Maybe we'll even see a bear. Or a deer. Oh, you think we'd see a deer? I could probably put some food out. Yeah, I know humans say don't feed the wildlife, I know. Here's a fun fact, though. That's never stopped me before. I'll start off with a bird feeder. One for the normal birds and, you know, some for the hummingbirds. Maybe some squirrels will get attracted, though. Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. Do you think there's raccoons around here? Oh, I'm sorry. I just love animals. Yes, including rodents. I'm not one of those types of people that always say that they love animals, but it's only a select few. Oh my god, I almost forgot. Speaking of love, I would really like to propose something to you. Well, since we're starting a new chapter of our lives, Hey, baby. Why are your eyes so wide open like that? Are you okay? Okay, I gotta make sure of these things. Yeah, what I wanted to propose to you is for me to get some pigs. Maybe have like a little farm going on. You don't have to raise them with me if you don't want to, but just to have some animals around would be nice. And we can eat them, be cheaper on the wallet. Really, it's up to you. I want this to be a thing we decide together. What's wrong? You look like... Are you okay? Something's up. I inadvertently teased you? In what way? I don't think anything that I said was dirty. Baby, explain. I'm not a mind reader. Propose? Yeah, I proposed an idea to you. I don't understand humans, I swear. Just out with it. What's wrong? Oh, wait, why are you getting on your knee? Did you drop something on the ground? How long have we been together? For years. What type of silly question is that, goofball? Oh my god. Are you serious? Yes! Yes, of course I'll marry you! Oh my god! Oh my god, how could I be so thick-headed? Baby! Ah! Of course I'll marry you. Always and forever, yes. Of course, baby. What type of question is that? I love you so much. Is this a dream? Is this just... Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna start crying. Baby. Sorry. I'll put you down. I'm just excited. Okay, here's my hand. How do you know my ring size? It fits perfectly. You did it while I was sleeping. Oh. I thought I felt something weird around my finger one of those nights. But I didn't think you were measuring my ring size. I can't believe it. Oh. Baby. How long have you been planning this? This looks like it was really expensive. You didn't have to do all that. Man, you could have gave me a ring pop and I would have been happy. Baby. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you for existing. Thank you. Sorry. I don't want to crush you. I just didn't expect for this to happen. Two wonderful things happening in such quick succession. I'm the happiest giant on this planet. And you make me the happiest giant on this planet. Probably in the entire universe. You want me to lift you up now? Okay, come. Hi. Oh, you just wanted to get to my tears. God, I love you so much. Oh, I don't know what to say. I really don't. Oh, baby, I'd say that with the utmost ease. I'll never leave you, and I love you forever. You are my soulmate. I would never dream of leaving you. You and I are going to have a wonderful life together. We already do, but even more so now. With our piggies. You know I love piggies too. Please. Come on, let's have some farm animals. We will live together in peace.
The way it should always be. You and I, together. Forever. I love you so much. God, I love you. We should celebrate, don't you think? Well, I was thinking that maybe I could squeeze myself into the house. Maybe get into the bedroom. If I can't fit, maybe we should do things the more natural way, behind the house, so nobody passing by could see us. How does that sound to you? Come here, cutie. Demonstrate to me physically how much you love me.